Hello, welcome back to the Obsessed Podcast. It's Nick, Gareth and Gia. And this week we are breaking down the much anticipated second duet of Ariana and Mariah, which is in the form of a remix, the Yes And remix, Ariana Grande and Mariah Carey. So where shall we start, guys? Shall we start from the very beginning? So what happened with the eye thing? Like, because that they started like changing their profile pictures, right?
Yeah, I woke up and like, it wasn't like 30 minutes into after I woke up, I started to get incredibly overstimulated because Mariah changed her profile picture. And I'm just like, oh, are we going to get a new era? And this is what I'm thinking. In my head, I thought something was a little bit off because it kind of did look like an Ariana Grande thing, but I was like, whatever. But then like within like 20 minutes, everything just really, it happened real fast. So like Mariah changed her profile picture and then like 20 minutes later, they just started announcing everything.
Yeah. So Nick messaged me of that Mariah's profile picture had changed. And then he called me and we both were going back and forth talking about something has to be fucking coming, bitch. Like something's coming. It's giving caution part two. Like it looks very like that down that road or down that same vibe. And I need to put this in context for anyone who doesn't know. But this week also, there's been this AI Mariah song called Selfish that is the Justin Timberlake song. And it's been going on, all of this has been going on at the same time. So I just want to put that out there first. And I'll probably get into that more later. But yeah, so Nick called me and we talked and we were gagging, freaking out. And then we were like, oh, it's Ariana Grande. I felt like we thought it was just Mariah at first. But then it became like very quickly like, oh, it's this remix, and this is what it is. So
yeah,
it really wasn't that much of a big, like, drawn-out thing. It was, like, 20 minutes of action, but yeah.
Yeah, but, like, in between those 20 minutes, we were playing off each other's, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Anxieties and hopes, and we were already, like, trying to figure out what it was. I was like, this might be caution, like, caution, and she's releasing little parts of the album cover, mm-hmm. because it came literally out of nowhere. And then immediately after it was announced, it was so fast, like, super fast.
Too fast. I wish that they would have let us like sit with that for like a little bit longer, but I guess that it's better that they didn't. So
yeah. And then right after it, they did the they announced that they were releasing another CD single for the song, and I was like, yes. And I went to go purchase it. I bought two copies. And it cost fucking like $14 for shipping for two card sleeve CDs, which would literally cost $3 in media mail. Fucking crazy. And they charged you separate shipping for each item. I could not believe it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So you both got yourself a CD. Nick, you got two. Do you get one as well?
I got four. No, let's stop talking about it.
You got four? Well, how much was it all together? Okay, to put this in perspective, these CD singles were $1.99. I ended up paying like...
They were $2, and then the shipping is a lot. And yeah, I don't even want to think about it right now because I'm supposed to not even be spending money because I literally need to go to Vegas. And I just got back from the Virgin Islands. I wanted to buy more, but we can get into this more. But I thought that there was going to be a vinyl because of the photograph with the two ponytails. So I was trying to hold out for a vinyl.
I have the same thoughts too, because they're doing some shady shit right now, like all the merch teams do. I bet they will release a vinyl and charge you $20 for shipping. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I'd rather do vinyls than CDs, but you know, I want to not have them sell out. So
yeah, I was kind of, when I looked online and I saw the CD, I thought I'm going to get myself a CD. So I got one. It was $3.99. and shipping was £2.50. Yeah, I just kind of thought, I only got a CD, like, because I kept looking and looking and looking. I thought, there's no fucking, like, single vinyl. I really missed a beat there, but that were, yeah, I'll probably see how people were like, what
can we talk? Saying. Can we talk about the actual song, though? Like,
yeah, we could get into the song. Yeah, I just think that a vinyl would have been perfect for the rollout for this.
Instead, better.
As well as a CD. Yeah, definitely.
And a video.
It would have been better if they'd had it. If they'd have, like, got all this ready and then did a massive build-up, like you were saying earlier on, they could have, like, left it, like, 24 hours and done a little bit of a countdown like Mariah did with Caution in the beginning. That would have been way more exciting. Probably would have got a little bit tedious, but by the time we got it, it probably would have been exciting. So how did we feel about the news, knowing that they were going to be on a remix together or another song together? What were your first thoughts?
No, I was excited. I mean, everybody wants this. It's, I don't know. I just wish it would have just been like a song. Like, well, I keep seeing comments like, yay, Mariah's featured on Ari's worst lead single. Shit like that. I keep seeing shit like that. And yeah. I'm like, okay. So I don't have much hope for it. I wish that they would have released it as the main singles, so Mariah could have had her 20th number one, you know?
Yeah. I was just thinking that, like, she should have released this version first, like, 100%, and then just done the versions by herself as the remixes, quote unquote, and put it all out on an EP or whatever. And then they would have just went to 20th number one instantly. Like, it would have been a wrap. Like, but now, in my opinion, I was like thinking, I think that no matter how many lambs buy the CD, I think that so many Arianators are hating online and, like, dragging the fuck out of this remix that it's definitely not going to go to number one, I don't think. I hope it does, but I really, and I don't want to speak negative, but I do think this remix is better than Big Energy remix that Mariah hopped on last.
T, I feel the exact same way.
Yeah, I do think it's better, because remember when we sat down to record that, you guys thought I was going to hate that one. Remember? And I was like, I like it. This one, I didn't like it as much the first listen. I loved it, live for the intro and the whistles in the intro and everything. But then Mariah's verse, I wasn't really liking the lyrics. I was loving her voice, don't get me wrong, but something about, and let's be clear, I didn't really love the original Yes And to begin with, but I did feel like Mariah added more to it, but it was still adding more to a song that I really didn't like originally that much. So, like, I'm not trying to be fake and be like, yes, girl, like, this is it. I love it. I'm obsessed with it. Mind you guys, this is all going on while there is this fucking AI fake Mariah song that sounds so fucking real and amazing, and it's giving Caution Part 2, and it, like, has 200,000 views on YouTube, almost, like, all going on at the same time.
How did you feel about the song, Nick, like, when you first
heard? All right, so my first listen, like, I had work that night, so I was just waiting until the song, I get off at midnight, and that's our, we close at midnight. So I was just waiting up until midnight to just go and listen to the song. So I'm counting down my cash drawer and listening to the song. And immediately I'm like, I love this high note in the beginning. Like, it really, like, it slayed. I feel like this song is a masterclass in ad-libs for Mariah. Really good ad-libs. I love the ad-libs in the song. Oh, yeah. And I was saying this earlier to y'all. There's a Reddit comment that says, it should be called Yes And Mariah's version, because Mariah does dominate it. I thought the contrast in the first chorus between their voices, Mariah's literally overpowering Ariana. Like, it's insane. I don't really like how they blended them a little bit in the beginning, but when we got to Mariah's chorus, everything was like great. Like, I love it right in the beginning with those high notes, bam. But at that first chorus with them together, it just sounds a little off. But the rest of the song is, like, amazing to me. I'm definitely listening to it more than Big Energy.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And I think that for me, it is my favorite part of it is the ad-libs. And she kind of filled in the space that I felt was empty with the first Yes And. So I definitely like this Yes And better than the original. And it's because Mariah's on it and she does overpower Ariana. I think I agree with that. But yeah, what do you think, Gareth?
I was really excited. I was getting all those nostalgic feels that we got when, well, pretty much when any album was come out by her. And obviously more recently, like Caution, and even like when the Rarities and all the MC30 stuff was coming, you know, I was just like, oh my God, hopefully it sounds so fresh. There was a little part of me that was a bit worried that it was going to be in the same sort of like, done in the same way as Big Energy. So I was a little bit worried. But then the first time I heard it, I thought, oh my God, it's fresh. The vocals are nice. It really makes the song worth listening to with Mariah on it. Like, I've only listened to Ariana's version once. So this I really like to listen to now Mariah's on it, because I feel like Mariah adds another like whole layer to it, and it really beefs up the track. I feel I can still hear more of Ariana apart from on Mariah's bits. Mariah seems to be overcompensating for something, but I like the vocals. But as we get through...
Would you care to elaborate on what you mean by that, though? Do you think she's, like, going harder on this? Because can we talk about how she's, like, after the whistle, she kind of, like, goes right in with belting, don't you think? Like, she belts a lot and isn't very airy on this song. Is that what you mean by overcompensating?
Yeah. I think it's great on that little pre-chorus bit about, you know, boy, put your lipstick on or whatever they're saying. I love it on that. It works really well. And even on her verse where she's doing a little bit of it, like, I thought it sounded really good. And the chorus sounds good, how they go into the breathy bit. But by the time we get to the spoken sort of like middle eight bridge part, whatever you want to call it, Mariah could have played around with her whole range in that part. She didn't need to do most of it, like, you know, louder. She could have whispered some. She could have, like, you know how when people are rapping on her songs and she sings along with it sometimes, like a line here and there? She could have done a little bit of that. Still do it call and response like it's done, but it didn't all have to be so hard.
Are you talking about on the Whose Dick I Ride part with the talking?
Yeah. And then from then on, it's just a lot of, like, the same. So I would have, and this is me again, delusional lamb moment, I would have liked her to play around a little bit, do a loud bit, do a, like, a breathy bit, even do a little whisper here and there and a laugh, you know. There could have even been a bit where they both did a call and response, where they're harmonizing When You Believe style, you know. They could have done a lot more layering together, fresh layering, on top of the two vocals on the chorus. Do you know what I mean? They could have really, like, done so much more with it, in my opinion.
Definitely no When You Believe, for sure.
No, of course not.
Yeah, it's not When You Believe.
No,
I don't know.
I only said that because he brought up When You Believe, like...
Just with how they led the vocals.
I don't really feel that Ariana is a belter. When I think of Ariana, I think more of, like, whisper.
Yeah.
Like, whisper Raya. I feel like a good song for them that would complement each other's voices would be, like, a song like 4th of July or something. That would be, like, if it was, like, today and they released 4th of July.
But that's the best parts of the fucking song were those moments with the airy Ariana and the high notes from Mariah, the intro. Those were the layering of it was the best part. So I don't know. I don't dislike it, but it is getting dragged on the internet. And people have a right to their opinion, for sure. And you guys, I'm probably one of the more delusional lambs at this current given moment, you know? So, you know, take my opinion with a grain of salt. But I didn't think this was bad. I thought it was good. And I thought Mariah's voice, of course she sounds like Mariah currently, but she sounded way better on this than she did on Big Energy. Like, her voice sounded better. The whistle sounded better. Her belt sounded more clear. She sounded better and way less in the kitchen. 100% less in the kitchen. Like,
she was just in the cupboard with this one, for real. Like, there was a cupboard? Just in the cupboard, because there was a little bit of, like...
But it was way less, though, right? Like, yeah, don't tell me I'm wrong. Like,
no, you're not wrong. No, I feel you on what you're saying.
Ari's team probably got the kitchen together. You know what I mean? I don't know what happened, but it sounds better, I think.
Her voice was so much more controlled, I felt. I could feel a lot more control of her voice in this.
just please just tell me I'm not being delusional, because I'm trying really hard to be real and be positive at the same time. And I swear this sounds better. Like,
I think we're all on the same page. Like, this is definitely her best collab in a very long time. Like we keep saying, it's better than Big Energy. Like, it's good. I don't hate it or anything. Just the contrast between the whisper and the belting at the same time, I just wasn't feeling that. That's the only thing I don't like about the song. I do like the song, though. I definitely listen to it. I'm opposite more than you, Gia, because I listen to this version more. Of course, because Mariah's on it. I literally just deleted Ariana's version from my playlist and just added Mariah.
I didn't even have the original version. I was not really feeling yes and, you guys. Like, I really wasn't. I've been saying in my group chats with friends, like, none of these bitches want to sing anymore. Like, Beyonce's Renaissance was like, I wanted me, myself, and I, honey. And she was giving us the club, and that's cute and all. And then Ariana's coming out with yes and it's giving fucking Renaissance. And I'm like, none of these bitches want to fucking sing anymore. And
nobody that's why, wants to sing anymore. It's crazy.
Yeah, but Mariah sang on this song, which was cute, and that's why I don't want to drag her for actually fucking singing, because none of these bitches want to fucking sing. So yes, it sounded fucking a little weird because Ariana wasn't giving us anything, so Mariah did take over. But maybe that's a good thing that Ariana let her do that, and she got to work with someone she really was inspired by, and it was given one of those old Mariah club tracks, girl. Like, it definitely was. Like, it was cute. Yeah. It was cute, but it just made me wish, like, girl, y'all should have debuted it as that and then had nothing to compare it to, because it just would have been better that way. Ariana obviously wanted it, and Mariah was obviously down for it. So, bitch, we got it. And that's what happened, because it's here. And if you don't want to listen to it, don't listen to it. Bye.
It definitely was a missed opportunity. But going back to singers, it's crazy that the biggest female vocalist right now is Taylor Swift, and she's not really a singer.
And that's why I was just getting to that point with the rant I was on earlier. That's why I've been fucking into Taylor Swift, because she's actually fucking giving us lyrics. She's giving us albums, and she's trying to give us vocals, honey. Yes, she's no Mariah, but she's actually fucking singing on a fucking record, because none of these bitches want to sing anymore. Sorry.
I don't consider Taylor Swift a vocalist, though, and by any means. I think Ariana's like leaps and bounds above Taylor Swift in her vocal ability.
Of course, but where were they on this track?
But that's how Ariana always sings, though. She always has a breathiness to her voice. She always.
But I think that ever since Positions, I feel like Positions was like her caution, where she really refrained from going there. Like Dangerous Woman and Thank You Next and Sweetener. Like, she was really vocally doing a lot more gymnastics previously. But I feel like in Wicked, we're going to get vocals from her. So I know the vocal score in Wicked, and I'm excited for what Ariana is gonna give to us, like, in this coming year. And I hope that on her album she has more vocals than what was on this song. But I feel like Positions and this song, like, they weren't really giving me the vocals that I want, you know. Maybe it's the dance music. I really like the R&B stuff more, you know, but that's just me, I guess. But, you know, I do love her voice and I love the breathy stuff. But I just feel like she's been leaning into it way more, especially ever since she worked on Osana. And she's been doing way more whistles since she worked with Mariah the first time, too.
She dragged them bitches out.
Mariah got dragged out this time.
Okay, so I want to know what y'all's thought are your wants for this track before you heard it. Because I know that I really wanted Mariah to go and rework the song like she used to do back in the Butterfly and Rainbow era, and just put a different kind of spin and turn it into a brand new song. I was a little bit let down by that, but that was just me being hopeful when I knew deep inside it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, I think, the same. I kind of wanted to, like I said, the first half of it is fine. And the whole song is fine, but it's just, it didn't go where I was expecting it to go. And I did expect some, both of them layering. I expected some layers from Mariah. I expected some, just some playfulness from her, some going off with the vocals, you know, like, and it just stays in one lane pretty much towards the end. And it doesn't do all the different things that Mariah normally does. Even on Caution, she's doing way more, you know? So I would have...
Where? Girl, where? What? I feel like, okay, what? Where on Caution is she doing way more than this? Because I feel like the whistles on this, she's doing so many whistles. And, like, there's so many throughout. For me, this was almost giving me I Am Mariah. Like, it was giving me, it was giving me, like, a memoir, I Am Mariah. Like, yeah, that's what I got from this. But in a good way, like, it was giving me the good parts of I Am Mariah. So this isn't shade.
I think on Caution, there's just so much more. There's layering. I know she doesn't really go like crazy with the belting on Caution, but there's so much more with her different tones. We get deep vocals, we get some of the high vocals, we get some layering here and there. And I would have liked that towards the end of this song. Like I keep saying, the first half is fantastic. But no, like, I just think that spoken part, and I don't want to drag it in any way, but like that spoken part with the way it's delivered reminds me of a cross between Meteorite and that Sway Lee or whatever his name is, Unforgettable remix.
I was just thinking it has that Meteorite belting vibe to it. But it is definitely like, she's over singing on the song. So it is very Me I Am.
It was giving me I Am when I heard it, but
not giving me Caution in any way. Maybe on belting at the end of Eighth Grade, but that's it.
Or like Runway or something. I don't know. Like the sample, but that's giving, like, I don't know.
I would have liked a bit of an extended version to start off with as well. But I would like to hear some more remixes where they really do take time to re-record some of the vocals. They can do it separately, whatever they need to do. But I do think that, like, because Ariana's got like a whole, like, 8-track EP for this song online. So I think that
Some of them are cute.
Yeah. I mean, I love the music, not necessarily for Mariah. I've got a couple of Ariana Grande songs like on playlists, but I'm not a huge fan. So I wouldn't have really expected it. It's not really fresh or shocking, but it just is what, like you said, Gia, it's kind of what most of these people are doing.
Not a hater anymore, right? You're going to see Wicked, right?
No, I'm going to see Wicked. Of course I'm going to see Wicked. But the thing is, I prefer Ariana Grande live than recorded because I feel like her voice is so much better live. But she doesn't do that on the recorded tracks. But I do like the beat for this. I do like the beat for this. So the instrumental, like, I could listen to for ages. But now Mariah's on it, I want an extended version with more a Morales remix, maybe. delusional land moment. I don't know. I'm not expecting...
I don't think that's delusional because Morales is out here saying he has something coming soon.
Oh, really?
With Mariah. He has been saying that. He's been posting that on his Instagram. Mm-hmm. He posted more to come.
Wait, when was that? Wasn't that a while ago?
I think it was in the last year. I think it happened. No, when did it happen? I think the Music Box. The Music Box release.
Yeah, wasn't that for Music Box?
I thought it was for Butterfly, the 25-minute thing.
Wait, I do remember. But you know, these motherfuckers, I don't know, honey. But that'd be cute, though.
There'd be any point doing like a slowed down or mid-track R&B version of it. I don't know, but I don't know what that would sound like.
Okay, so like, do you guys think this will go to number one?
I don't think it's going to go to number one. And I'm not trying to be a hater to the Lambs, but anytime I just get like a bad feeling in my stomach every time Mariah releases any kind of vocal on anything, because it's here we go again with the Justice Four and let's make this number one in stream. No, you guys just have to go out there and buy it. You're not going to get it up there with streaming. What I saw on some of the forums, I think I saw it on Reddit or maybe Facebook, they said that they printed 20,000 copies of it, but only like 6,100 have sold. And someone did the math and said that it needs to sell 13,000 copies to go to number one. I've also seen that it's supposed to debut at number two, but I don't know. I don't expect it to go number one. And either way, yay, we got something new from Mariah. I'm excited for that. Yeah. I don't care if it goes number one. Like we said in the beginning, I just wish that they just released this as the main version.
Then it would have gone number one. It totally would have. Because it was Ari's grand return. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That would have been sickening. And part of me is like, Ariana, y'all should have done that. Like, why didn't you do it like that? But then I'm like thinking, what if this remix wasn't even done yet? Like, you know what I mean? What if it was? Do you think that they recorded this remix after the first one was already done and out and released to the public and it was already number one, like they just did it? Or do you think she had this plan and ready? Like, because they were with each other during Christmas, gagging us in New York for Christmas. They totally could have been gotten this together like a while ago. Whatever. But either way, Selfish is the real lost number one bitch, because that shit actually sounds like a fucking number one and it fucking is so good. So Mariah, if you're listening to this, talk to Justin Timberlake, make a deal, like, you know, because her version is so good, you guys. It literally sounds so real. And yeah, but go stream and go buy Ariana Grande with Mariah Carey. Yes, and question mark.
Well, if we were to get a music video, what are you guys hoping for or expecting?
We're not going to get a music video, Mama. Like,
I want one.
I mean, of course we want one. You know, Mariah's just going to throw that lyric video out there and call it a day. And just brush her hands. You know,
that little Instagram video that they put up, that's the music video, honey. Where are you on
the TikTok? The TikTok that has no sound? Mariah released a TikTok, and it, you know how they removed all the music from TikTok for a certain record label? She's like, you can't hear this song, but imagine what it sounds like. Yeah. And it just shows it in silence. It's like, what?
Well, as I was listening to the track, and I'm getting these kind of vibes, I don't know, but like, I would love a catwalk, them both walking down the catwalk at different like times for each of their verses. I think in the original video, they're like clay models or something, or whatever they're supposed to be made from, and they crumble. And there's a line in the chorus where they say, what's next? And I feel like they should have like past versions of themselves, like, as these clay models as they're walking down the catwalk, but they crumble as that, like, they reach.
But yeah, I wish there was a music video, Gareth, but like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they could be complete parodies of themselves as well, but I just have them, like, images of them, like, walking down a catwalk to this. I don't know, but it just, I kind of do hope that there's going to be something other than that short little promo video or the lyric video.
I feel like they just sound better on like a ballad or like an actual singing song. Like, I just feel like Mariah sang so like well and so much better than she has in the recent past that Ariana wasn't really giving us like a vocal showcase type moment. It was a dance song. Like, maybe they'd sound better on a ballad or something, like a literal When You Believe type moment.
Or something mid-tempo. Like, obviously, I don't want to repeat history or anything, but you know, we've said it before on the podcast so many times. I think even back to the live days, like The Way, when that first came out, I thought that was Mariah, not knowing who Ariana Grande was at this point. And I thought, hang on a second.
Yeah.
So if they did something that kind of tempo, obviously not recreate that song because that's like years ago, but like if they could do something Caution vibes.
Mariah could, they could fill out it with layers, even though it has a lot of layers.
Because I do think that everyone is kind of expecting layering and
About a remix, like she could have done like The Way 10-year anniversary edition with Mariah Carey because she just had the 10-year anniversary with that. And The Way is giving, like, if there was a fucking tribute fucking song to Mariah Carey besides hashtag I Swear by Mariah by Michael Alexander, girl, I feel like The Way is like a super actual real pop girls like tribute song to Mariah without actually saying like, bitch, I love you, Mariah Carey. Like, it literally is giving like emotions mixed with fucking butterfly. I don't know how to explain. But
I get you.
So them being on it together would have been a cute remix, but this is actually so good. And for me not even expecting it, it was great. But I feel like when Nick called me and then her photo changed, like, I definitely expected a little bit more, like, finally, bitch, a new era has come. But you know what? She signed my vinyl, so in reverse, I don't care because I'm still having a good time.
But we're always sitting in the same pool. We get something from Mariah and we always want more. That's just how it always is.
Yeah. But I'm so grateful, like, obviously. Obviously. Yeah, no, I think that...
I've had this on repeat since it came out, pretty much. Like,
I've been listening to it, yes. But I feel like... I've
listened to it at least 30 times. At least.
I'm just like, I feel like I sound ungrateful, but like, I wasn't even expecting this in the first place at all. So like, yes, I'm happy, but like from a, we're talking about this on the podcast sort of standpoint, that's the only reason why I'm like, okay, there are these little things that I felt in the beginning slash it is getting dragged on Twitter, but it's so much better than Big Energy. Like literally so much better.
Let's put a number on it. What are you going to rank it? Out of 10.
From Big Energy to When You Believe.
I'd give it a 6. Okay.
I give it a 6.5.
Damn, you guys are really low.
I don't think that's low. That's like, to me, that's the number that it lands on. It's an above mediocre song.
But I feel it's like, not a bad song. How much did we rank Big Energy, though? Because this is definitely better than Big Energy. And I feel like I remember us going through this exact same thing when we did Big Energy. I'm about to listen to our Big Energy episode after this because this really reminds me of that a little bit. I think I'll go with a full-on 7, but then there's that, I feel like that's kind of low, like.
That's not low, like, to me, after I've been able to sit with Big Energy for all this time, I'd probably rate it at a, like, 5.5 now.
Yeah, I'd probably rate Big Energy way lower now.
And now that we have this song, it is, like, it doesn't give me that feeling of, oh, yes, slay queen. It doesn't give me that feeling, but it gives me the, like,
you're not, like,
yes,
shook by it.
Yes, it's good. It's all right. Like, I can actually listen to this on a regular basis.
It's not save the day.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's definitely not a 2. So
it's not somewhat listened to, somewhat loved. Mm. It's better than somewhat loved. Well, I think I'll stick with my 7. I think, yeah. I don't think I'm mad at it.
But that's the point. Like, how, like, you're not like, oh, hey, it's great, or no, yeah. I don't really like yeah. it. Like, it really right. lands at that. It's not a, like I keep saying, it's not a mediocre song. It's just
like
a like, notch when above you
believed,
mediocre.
Have you guys ever listened to When You Believed and, like, literally, like, shed a tear? Like, once, maybe, before? Ever?
Never. No. I don't get any kind of feels from When You Believe. To me, When You Believe is really cheesy.
Okay, but like, I mean, like, a Mariah song in general. Like, you know what I mean? Like, a really good Mariah song.
Maybe like Petals or something. That's maybe like the only Mariah song that can make me kind of well up.
Ever? I've definitely had my moments with a couple songs, but I feel like I've definitely been like I get this like feeling in my chest sometimes when I get to the end of When You Believe, like, and it's just like so powerful and I get like chills and I definitely have like almost cried like listening to When You Believe before. Especially I listened to it in 2020 and I was like, damn, I definitely cried in 2020 because I was like, fuck, how am I gonna get through this year, bitch? But like, I know it's a completely fucking different type of song than Yes And, but like, it's just so good is what I'm trying to say. And I just don't think that like Yes And literally would ever bring me close to like shedding a single tear ever. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I'll give you the chill.
Because it's so good. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right.
That's the point I was trying to make earlier when I brought up When You Believe. It's just, there's not that delivery of the let's really like show them what we can do together. Whereas When You Believe really does do that. It's obviously, for me, I never really got upset about it because it is very Disney. But yeah, I do get chills when I hear them harmonizing. And sometimes when I listen to that song, When You Believe, I want to go back and start again and listen to it all over again. But I mean, at the moment, I am like completely like exhausting this song, this Yes And remix with Mariah Carey. But it's just because it's something new. Maybe it's that delusional land moment. Maybe it's just, I don't know, at the moment I'm satisfied because it's new, vocals, and there is some kind of like delivery there, but it's just not quite getting to what I was expecting.
Mariah's just throwing us some crumbs so we don't starve.
Yeah.
Just throwing you guys some crumbs. Bitch, I'm fed over here, baby. I'm good. I didn't even need this remix. I'm straight for the next 3 years without an album, baby. Come on, Mariah. Take your time, baby. Thank you for Christmas in Detroit, babe. We're good over here.
But I'm glad she took the time to do it. And I really hope it does do something for her. If it was to get to number one, I'd be so happy for it. But I don't see it. But it does make me hopeful for new music.
Oh, yeah. This made me really excited for a new Mariah moment because her vocals on it were fire. And I'm like, okay, girl, what are these 10 new songs going to sound like? Because her voice was actually really giving. And I was excited about that. So, yeah. And I'm excited for Vegas. So I don't even care about this song. I'm like ready to see Mariah do some non-Christmas shit in person, bitch. So, yeah, I could care less. Yeah, I'm down if she pulls out this song and brings Ariana. That would be fun. Or, I mean, even if it was just her by herself, that would be cute, too. Yeah, I'm just excited because Mariah's still out here and she hasn't gone back to the ocean. You know, like, I could care less, like, what the song sounds like at this point. Like, I'm just glad that she was here. You know, like, the last time we talked, we were like, she's been at the Grammy. She hasn't even gone back to the ocean, da-da-da-da-da. And now, bitch, she's doing a fucking song. Like, she's literally, this has to be part of something bigger, right? Like, don't you think? Like, I would assume so. Like, and then she's about to do Vegas. Like, she's not even gone back to the ocean. But maybe that's just because it's Christmas 30 this year and she's about to fucking come through for us this Christmas. Don't know. I'm just glad.
I think we're going to get an album. I think we're going to get an album around the time she does that Vegas thing. Because it's like you said, she hasn't gone back to the ocean. She's literally just rode the wave from Christmas into the new year and just kept herself out there, which is not like her in any kind of way. So to me, that is. And then we got this song. But to me, that is screaming, I'm prepping. I want my name out there.
It was screaming that when she changed her profile picture, that was screaming get ready, right? Like, that was like, I'm coming, bitch. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it did. I mean, I think it was pretty much just for this song, but it would be interesting to see whether she changes it back. Like, will she keep it like this for a while, or will it be something new? Like, yeah, it's made me excited for what's to come, definitely. But
I think we're all just burnt out for not having anything new from Mariah that we're just like, okay, that's my reality, at least.
Yeah, definitely.
It makes a lot of sense. I mean, some people are gagging over this, and some people are really dragging it. And I feel like I'm, like, really in the middle, but, like, I'm definitely happy. And I feel like my favorite part of it so far is that video of them together on Instagram. That's my favorite part. So I've been watching that over and over again. And the lyric video was cute with their little photos together. So, yeah, I'm just glad that they had a moment together again and it was just them. And Ariana got to have her on a song, and we know that she's looked up to her, so that's really cute. And that Mariah's still out here, bitch. So there you go.
I'm just gagged that Mariah's out here singing on a sampled Madonna track.
Wait, is it a sampled Madonna track?
It samples Vogue.
Is that Vogue? It doesn't sound like, wait, what part of it? I'll have to listen to it, Vogue, because I don't know. It just doesn't sound.
But that's totally the vibe. Like, it's not overexcitement. It's not underexcitement.
Yeah, right.
It's there, but it's not amazing. It's not terrible. It's there. It's listenable. It's not save the day. And that's a win in my book. That's a win in my book, mama. That's a win.
Yeah. And literally, like we said, it's in the cupboard. She's not in the kitchen anymore. I feel like we can give her some respect on this episode, honey. So she drove her ass over to the little studio booth today and she laid her little vocals down in the track and she did what she had to do. Whoever made the decisions.
It's a Max Martin song, so he created it.
Okay.
I'm no fucking musical genius. They probably know so much more than I do about fucking shit. So what the fuck do I know about music? It was cute for what it was, in my opinion. I don't think it should be as dragged as it is online. And that's, I think I haven't said that yet. So with that, does anybody else have anything to say?
No, I agree with that, to be fair. I think it is what it is. It's a remix and it serves its purpose. I've tried to steer clear of those comments, like the negative comments. I've seen some, but I thought I don't want it tarnishing my view of the song because I have my own.
Well, I didn't even start seeing them until this morning. Like, I was like, damn, I thought everyone was digging this remix, honey. And then, it was last night. But I thought everyone was down for it. And then I saw one video review who was showing all the fucking memes. And I was like, damn. And then, yeah.
I think it only puts like a negative taste in Ariana fans' mouths. What I've seen with the consensus with Lambs is they feel like we feel. Yes, we like it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We just wish that it was released as the original version and then done a different kind of remix with it. It would have been great for both their careers. I hate that Lambs. And I don't feel like I'm really like chart focused because I don't care if the song goes to number one, but it just makes sense that they would have done it that way. Because of course I want Mariah to be number one, but I'm not going to be out here purchasing this song 100 times. Like, I purchased it twice. I'm good. I stream it. I know I paid for it, but damn, it was a missed opportunity. And I think that the song would have been viewed differently if it was released as the main version.
Yeah. To me, it's like, why are you releasing a remix so soon after with such a legend on the track? Like, and then it already went to number one, though. Like, I don't know. It's like, I don't want to say that it's shady, like, because I don't want anyone to come for me. But, like, I just feel like she had to have known with the content of the song, like, what it's called and the drama that she's gone through. Everyone has been talking about her and her drama and all of this. And this is her being like, yes, what? And bitch, hi. And then Mariah's had a lot of drama too. So like, it would have been cute to have them both be on it together. Like, I don't know.
I don't think the Ariana fans would have been bitching as much because this would have been a lead single and they're starving for music for her too. They would have been like, yes, Slay Queen, we got Mariah on the track. I don't know. Yeah, I think the optics would have been totally different if they would have just released this. And wouldn't she want to make history with Mariah on her 20th number one?
That would have been, yeah. That's would think, right? Like, yeah, so whack. Because that would have been Mariah's 20th number one. She would have fucking broke the record. Or not broke the record. She would have tied the Beatles. One more, she would be fucking a fucking living fucking legend, even though she already is. And who knows? They could have popped out 2 songs and gone to number one twice and literally fucking 8 and left no fucking crumbs. Like,
she would be an undeniable living legend. Nobody could have any like case against her about her being shitty when you could just be like, well, the public gave her 21 number ones, so fuck you. We would never have to go through that Mariah spiel ever again because it's there. It speaks for itself. Like, I feel like they'll never give it to her because of that. Solo and that's fine. Whatever.
But she is the solo artist with the most number ones. Like, she is already right now. It sucks that she is still lower than the Beatles and their band. But she is the solo artist with the most number ones. To me, she already has the record. Well, thank you guys for listening to this episode of the Obsessed Podcast. We hope you guys have enjoyed. If you like, go ahead, rate, review, and subscribe. Go ahead and follow us on Instagram @_obsessed_podcast. We've enjoyed ya. We'll see you next time, you guys. Until then, buh-bye.
Okay.
Bye.